Hey you, and welcome to yet another amazing episode of the What's Up Nairobi podcast, where as always, we are creating a community one conversation at a time. I am your host, Joe Ngotho. So I hope you've had yourself an amazing couple of weeks. It's been 1 or 2 weeks. I hope not that long since we last had a conversation. I hope you've found a way, as usual, to find motivation in life, a reason to smile, a reason to be happy, a reason to be positive about life, irrespective of whatever it is happening around you, a reason to smile, a reason to laugh if you can, because I feel a laughter a day keeps the doctor away. That's what I say. So always look for a reason to be positive. There are plenty of reasons for you to be positive about life, for you to be happy, for you to like just find that extra motivation, because I feel there will always be challenges, you know. There will always be a reason why life could be better for you. So at the same time, I also say there is always a reason why it's working for you. As long as you're on this world, as long as you're on this earth, it's very important that you find your motivation. Yes, so I have been good myself. I can't really complain. I have been okay. I've been just a little bit busy, so recording has not been easy, but I'm happy that I'm here to do this particular episode. And my way to cope, as I even talk about coping and finding motivation, finding a reason to smile, finding a reason to be happy, I find my motivation most of the time through music. I almost always have my earphones on, you know. I'm always listening to something, even when I'm at work. And a big part of today's conversation is going to be about work. So most of the time, not dilute the conversation just before we get started. But most of the time, even when I'm at work, I'm always on earphones are always on. You know, I'm always listening to something. If it's not a podcast, a big part of what I'm always listening to is music. And talking of music, the last episode that I did, I forgot to talk about the song of the week. It's something that I wanted to introduce because music is a very big part of my life. Why not make it a big part of this podcast? Why don't I take the chance as I introduce you to important topics that I feel are important for us to have and for you to have with someone else? Why not also introduce you to the music or the songs that have seen me through the weeks, you know? And through the last couple of weeks, one song has stood out for me, and the song is Lavender by Watenda Willy. I love the song because I find it to be calming, to be soothing, to have a storyline, to be romantic, but in, what do I call it? Do I say a vintage kind of way? It has a vintage feel to it. And I think Watenda Willy identified themselves with these vintage kind of... I'm trying to talk of Zilizopendwa, yeah? So do check out that song. Tell me what you think about it. I will leave a link to the song in the description of this episode. I hope wherever it is that you're listening from allows you to see the description of the episode. If it doesn't, then you can always hop onto the website and get the link there. But again, you can simply just Google Lavender by Watenda Willy. I've listened to it on Spotify, but I want to believe it must be available on YouTube as well. So do check that one out. And I hope as we go through this episode, you find your source of inspiration. Yeah, because mine has always been music. I hope you find your source of inspiration, and above everything else, I hope you've been looking forward to our conversation. I hope you enjoy listening to this one as much as I did recording it. If you're new around here, welcome to the What's Up Nairobi podcast. This is episode 12. So today I want to start this discussion a little bit different with a question. As much as I know you cannot answer me directly, but I want you to think about it and maybe give an answer in your head, in your mind, to the question that I'm about to ask. And the question is, do you think people's personalities are built over time? Do they evolve? Do they change? Like the personality you have through life changes as you move along, or is it formed up to a certain age? Like, for example, up to maybe your teenage years, and then after that you have a personality that lives with you for the rest of your years, or is it constantly evolving as you move along? Again, another question: do you believe that it's possible for one person to have more than one personalities, and these personalities are a true reflection of who they are? Or do we all adopt one trait, one personality? Or is it is it possible for you to have different personalities when different people are asked about your personality? Like, for example, if one friend of yours is asked, what do you think his personality is or her personality is, and a different person is asked the same question, is it possible that these two people will answer differently depending on the kind of interactions you have with them? The final question would be, do you think it's wise or possible for you to carry different personalities and present these different personalities to different people depending on maybe the occasion, the situation, or how you interact with these people? And now that I have maybe opened up your mind with these few questions, let me share my thought process when it comes to personalities. And the main idea behind today's discussion, today's topic, and today's episode. So I believe personally, one of the biggest assets that you can have as a human being is your personality. And how I define personality myself is the person that you are. Your personality is your character in terms of like how you interact with people, how you carry yourself. It's what you present to other people, yeah? It's what makes you unique. It's what makes you different from the next person. And personally, I feel that it's one of the most important aspects of who you are. Your personality is what makes people want to associate with you. It's what makes people like you or hate you. It's what defines what people say about you, what people think about you. And I believe your personality in a big, big way is defined by how you treat people, how you carry yourself around people. So it's very hard for you to talk of personality in isolation. I feel like your personality comes out when you associate with people, when you interact with people. For somebody to tell you, hey, I like your personality, I think it's very difficult for you to meet a stranger and without having interacted with them, talk about their personality. I feel somebody's personality is meant to be experienced. It's something you experience and learn over time or over interacting with them, yeah? And I would also say your personality is very closely related to your demeanor, like what I'm even tempted to say it's your vibe. Yeah, the kind of vibe that you give off, the way you rub off on people, the way you interact with people. I feel that is your personality. And I was watching a reel sometimes back, and it was generally talking about, actually, let me pause for a minute, play that audio for you, and then let me build a thought process from there so that I think we pick up that discussion from there. So do listen to this.
We were not taught that one of the keys to living a happy and fulfilled life is having side quests that you do outside of work. Finding something to do that has nothing to do with your job title or productivity so that your job is not the sole source of your identity, stimulation, and it's not the only place that you have goals and things that you're working toward. One of the best ways to do this is finding a hobby or a side quest that provides you with the things that your job doesn't. Something creative if your job is mostly analytical. Something social if your job is isolating. Something gentle and slow if your job is physically demanding. Something outside or in nature if your job requires you to sit inside at a desk all day. The most interesting people, the most grounded people that are usually still really great at their jobs, have full lives outside of them. They have things to talk about that have nothing to do with what they do for a living. They have something to come home to and things to look forward to on the weekend. Think about the coworker or boss who you know is fully consumed by their job and has nothing else to do or love outside of it. Is that who you want to be, and are they truly great at what they do? It's the idea that you should give it your best while you're there and then fully decenter it when you're off.
So the audio talks about how the most difficult of people to work with, the most difficult of or the most toxic, those who present a very bad vibe at work, those who are angry at something, those who are difficult to work with, difficult to understand, maybe always have a temper and all that. Yeah, these are the people who have nothing else going on for them apart from the work that they do. For example, let's say somebody is a developer, because all they know is code. You know, all their jokes, all the things that they can't stop talking about is around code. Yeah, and yes, maybe there is a positive, there's a plus to this, because this makes them maybe very good at their job and whatever it is they do. But take away that again, there's nothing else going or happening for them. And if, for example, it happens that these people are working in a very frustrating, toxic environment, they tend to absorb. This is all the energy they absorb. Yeah, they have no way of decluttering at the end of the day. It's not like they'll sit around with friends, laugh about something, share a drink here and there, or they have like ways of like releasing all this pressure that comes with work. They have no way of releasing that, you know. They know nothing else apart from work. And this post was talking about how, because this is everything that this person is, they bring a lot of their frustrations to that same work. You know, they have no other way of releasing. They have no other way of sharing their problems or airing their frustrations, yeah? So everything they are, every day they know, their happiness, their frustrations, their struggles is work, and it's work related. So we're saying these are the most difficult people to deal with. And that did in a way strike my thought process. And I was like, yes, we have all interacted with people who are workaholics, and this is all that they do, yeah? And personally, from my own personal experience, being an accountant, I remember from the very early days when I was starting my career, I still joke about it. I still talk about how I walk to the bathroom from time to time, look myself in the mirror and ask myself, am I turning into that typical accountant, you know, that no-nonsense person, that person who is always serious, yeah, that person who is always about math, figures and all that, yeah? And I remember from the very first days of my career, I was very much self-aware of the fact that it is very easy for me to get lost in my work. It's very easy to get lost in those figures and all that and end up becoming a very frustrated man, a very boring man, a very serious man. So I've always been like held myself accountable. I've always looked after myself, if I can say that, you know. I've always literally looked myself in the face and asked myself, what is this job that I've done for years? What is it taking away from me? Or what is it turning me into that I'm not comfortable, yeah? And before that, I've asked myself, what are the risks that I will change or turn into this person? What are the chances that too much of this will lead for me? No, will lead to me becoming this kind of a person. And I've always done that quite literally, like looked myself in the mirror, asked myself, when I look at myself, like, what do I see? Yeah? What other values do I hold beyond my accountancy and all that? Yeah. What else do I present, you know, when I interact with people, even in the office? Yes, because we're in the office and my role will mostly revolve about around accountancy. Most of the time, yes, I'll find myself having conversations with colleagues around work and around maths and around figures, around all that, yeah? But I've always asked myself, beyond the accountancy, beyond being the accountant, yeah, can we actually sit down with somebody? And once we put maths aside, once we put figures aside, can I actually have a different kind of conversation that not only I, but the next person enjoys? You know, is there anything else that I'm knowledgeable about? Is there anything else that I'm passionate about? Is there anything else that I really find a lot of joy and that I take a lot of pride in? And I think along my career journey, I have been so scared of becoming that typical accountant that I've kind of had to hold myself accountable, I've had to go out and beyond to make sure that I am not losing myself, yeah? To make sure that I am adding enough flavor to my life that my career does not define me, yeah? That when people look at me, they not only see the accountant, yeah? They see something else. Ironically, I think most of the time when I interact with people who have no idea what I do, when I tell them that I'm an accountant, I've even had instances whereby people have told me that I am in the wrong career, that I was supposed to have done something else, yeah? Maybe whatever it is that I am doing here on the side, maybe that is what I was supposed to get into. Maybe get into film, maybe get into media and all that. And I remember just before, when I was preparing to get uni, you know, at that point in high school where you choose like the courses and the universities that you'd like to join, I think journalism and mass communication or something was somewhere as my second or third option. Of course, the very, very first, I think, was finance. But beyond that, I remember having an option such as maybe journalism, mass communication, animation, film. It was around those areas, yeah? And I've always taken interest in these things, even as I practice accountancy, you know? I've had quite a long, what do you say? I've had such quite a long experience with graphic design and anything creative, yeah? But again, I think maybe that, in a way, maybe is what has helped me try and strike a balance, that I have other things going for me or around me that is not just purely the career that I have chosen. Because I feel we have all met those people who have nothing else to offer than just their careers, yeah? You cannot have a discussion with them away from their career and who they are, and like that defines them. And you find I think a lot of there's quite a number of people who really do dive into their careers, and even when they're identified out here, most of the people will identify them with their careers, yeah? I know for some of them, and or even for most of the people, even I would want to be associated with whatever it is I do, because I think, first of all, the amount of dedication and time it takes for you to build a successful career, for one, the preparation it takes for you to get into that career in the first place, the long nights, the studying and all that, yeah? So I would understand why somebody would want and would take a lot of pride in being addressed as engineer who so and so, doctor who so and so, whoever so and so, yeah? I believe there is that. So, but my point and my the key point that I want to drive into this episode is the fact that, yes, it's good to take a lot of pride in that which you've dedicated a lot of time in becoming, or in becoming an expert maybe in a certain field. There is pride in being associated with that, yeah? And there's nothing wrong with that. But I feel you need to balance it out, you know? There needs to be a difference between... Because I feel before we are accountants, before we are doctors, before we become pilots and all those other careers, yeah? We are first human beings. Because I think at the end of the day, when you think about it this way, if you're the most successful pilot that the world has ever seen, at the end of the day, when you sit down with your friends, when you sit down with your kids, actually, I feel like the most basic of hierarchy is, for example, a family man. You might be talking to the president of the United States, Donald Trump, but I'm sure when he sits down with his wife, when he sits down with his children, he's not the president of the United States, yeah? He's just Donald Trump, yeah? The same with the most powerful CEOs of this world. When they step away from that podium, when they go home, when they change from that bespoke suit and get into their PJs or however comfortable, however they choose to get comfortable when they get home, when they sit down with their kids, when they sit down with their spouses, they're just themselves, yeah? And that's why I feel, as much as we spend a lot of time working in our careers, as long as we spend a lot of time, because our careers as well support our lives, our careers are our livelihoods, yeah? They are the ways in which we survive, yeah? Our careers fund our lives, you know? It's how we survive. It's how sometimes we even pay for our hobbies. Maybe it's even how we maintain our hobbies, you know? Without that job, maybe you'll not be able to maintain that subscription to that club of yours that you belong to, or you'll not be able to have the money to go out on picnics with friends, maybe go out on drinks with friends, maybe go to the gym if that is your hobby. You'll not be able to pay for that subscription if you didn't have the career. But what I'm advocating for, I think it's important, as much as, yes, we want to be successful career people, it's good for you to have something else going on. Don't let your whole character, your whole personality, what people know about you, what people say about you, is totally just related to what you do and your work, yeah? I think sometimes we over-glorify that. Sometimes we over-glorify our careers. And that becomes everything we do. It becomes everything. More so, let's say, for example, more so for a majority of us who are employed, yeah? Sometimes a lot of these glorifying of careers comes with a lot of heartache at the end. Like, for example, you've gotten this dream job of yours in this dream company, and you've dedicated your time, everything, to this company, everything you are, everything you know, even the friends that you have, maybe you've gotten from this company, the connections you have gotten from this company. So this is everything you breathe and live, until a day where maybe you end up losing this job, or an instance where maybe something bad happens to you at that job. Like maybe you end up being unappreciated, or maybe you get unfairly fired or something. And the moment this career ends, you're done as a person, because there's nothing else you have going on for you. There's nothing else that gives you joy into this world. There's nothing else that gives you validation. So the moment something goes wrong in this career, and sometimes things are bound to get wrong, more so when you're working for somebody else, more so when you're attached to someone else, more so when you're employed by someone else, there will be reasons for you to be frustrated. And then, yes, of course, we want a long-lasting career and all that, but people lose jobs every single day. Yeah, quite literally. Yeah. So I think when you attach your happiness, when you attach who you are, your personality to this career, to this person, to this thing that you do, and part of, unfortunately, or God forbid, that whatever it is you're attaching your personality to is not maybe, for example, the same kind of zeal maybe a founder of a company has, and the same, their kind of attachment that they have to their company is not the same kind of attachment that the employee will have. So you'll find yourself having attached your strength, your happiness, everything that you are to this job that, first of all, is not even yours, that is not guaranteed, that comes with a lot of stress, that comes with a lot of pressure. So if anything goes wrong at that work environment or at that job or at that, with that career of yours, your life is done. You have no source of motivation in life. You have nothing else going for you that can become maybe even a source of joy, a source of distraction as well, to get you moving until maybe you get your life back on track. So I think it's important. Even sometimes I think when we sit down with friends, yeah, away from work, nobody wants to step away from work because maybe you are an 8 to 5, yeah? So you're spending all those hours a day, maybe 9 hours a day, or even more sometimes, doing work things. And then the moment you step away from work and you're supposed to have a sitting somewhere and discuss and talk about life in general, you're still talking about work because you know nothing better. Nobody wants to be associated with that kind of a person. Most of the time, we want a well-rounded person. We want, when we sit down with friends, we can discuss something else away from work, something that maybe takes our mind away from the struggles of this work, the struggles of career and all that, yeah, the pressures of work and all that. We don't want, can actually be quite monotonous and boring, because if you're working those 9 or 8 hours a day, for some of us, 6 days a week, that's quite a lot. So for the one day or the one chance that you get to step away from that, nobody wants to be talking about the same thing that they've been doing for 6 days in a week, for 9 or 8 hours in a day. It's boring. So I think, and I emphasize, and the very main reason for us having this discussion today is to emphasize the fact that it is very much important for you to be able to separate your personality from your career. Yes, it's important that you have a successful career. It's important that you dedicate a lot. And most of the time, we dedicate a lot to our career. But again, it's important to understand that there has to be a bit of a difference between the career person that you are and your other life, like the things that you do away from your career, the person that you are, the hobbies that you enjoy, the things that you enjoy away from work. I think it helps you up balance of your life, so that you're not putting all your eggs in this one basket, that if it so happens that this basket, the eggs or this basket falls and maybe you get fired or you lose your job or something else, that there's nothing else worth living for you, yeah? There's nothing else that gives you joy. There's nothing else that balances off your life. So I really think it's important. Please let not your career be your personality. Yes, it's important. Sometimes, yes, we find career people who are very passionate about what they do. There's nothing wrong with that. But again, I think it's important to even interact with people from different careers, people doing different things from you, so that you also get to diversify and understand other things as well. But it's important to add hobbies to your life. It's important to add things, other things that you enjoy, other things that you're passionate about, apart from that one job. Because the moment that job, and there is a high likelihood, it will frustrate you at some point. It will even frustrate you from day to day. You'll end up having a very frustrated life, you know. You end up being a very frustrated person. So it's important for you to, and I think personally, it's very important for me to be able to separate the person that I am, my personality. Yes, it is somehow maybe tied to the kind of work that I do, yeah? But there's no harm. There actually, I dare say that there's more benefit than harm for you to be able to separate your career, to be able to separate your personality for that which you do on a daily basis, from that which you do as a career, yeah? And some of us, I think, have maybe, if you're lucky enough to maybe partake in a career that is also dubs down as your hobby as well. Yeah, those maybe, for example, who are passionate about music, they enjoy music, it's a hobby for them, but somehow they've been able to turn this into a career. Then I think in that respect, these are the few lucky people. Yeah, if you're lucky enough to be able to, whatever maybe is defines you, like you're a very good musician, you enjoy music and all that, for the chosen few who may align to this fact, I think you're good. But again, I think it's important maybe also to build interest in other things so that you also diversify yourself. But I think at this point, I believe that I have been able to maybe make my point and make you understand and maybe think about your career, think about your personality. If some your friends or those who know you or those who have interacted with you are to be asked, like, what is your personality? Would they have anything else to say apart from he's a good accountant? He's a good doctor. He's a good teacher. Yes, there's a lot of validity in that. There's a lot of sense. It's good for you to be good at what you are. But what else do they say? If they strip you of that title, Mr. CEO, Mr. Manager, if we take that off, what are you left with? So that is it for today's episode. Thank you very much for being here. I hope you enjoyed listening to that one. And above everything else, I always say I hope that me talking to you inspires you to talk to somebody else. I hope that these conversations that we have here inspire you to have conversations with other people, to sit down with somebody and ask them, hey, I listened to this episode or this podcast, or I have this thought process. What do you think about blah, 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 blah? And that's how you start a conversation, and you share ideas, you share thoughts, you share experiences with people by talking to one another. You actually even get to know each other by talking to one another. You relieve stress. You enjoy each other's company by talking to one another. There's so much that can come out of conversation. Business deals are made out of conversation. You know, opportunities arise from conversations. So I feel if you make conversation a big part of who you are, a big part of your life, I think you will get joy, you'll get happiness, you get to meet people, you get to interact with people, you get to get opportunities. There's so much that comes from having conversation with somebody. So I hope the topic of today inspires you to start a conversation with the next person, talk to someone, have a conversation, ask questions, discuss. I think once we connect, once we share, there is power in that. You know, there is endless possibilities when we sit down with one another and have a conversation, when we talk to one another, when we share, irrespective of what it is that we are sharing or talking about. The moment you just have a sit down and have a conversation with somebody, there's so much that will come out of that conversation. So thank you for joining me for this one. Thank you for sticking through until the very end. If this is your first time here, thank you for being here. This is the 12th episode. Feel free to go around and listen to a few of the ones that we've done before. But most importantly, I hope you stick around for the next one and the next episodes to come. Thank you so much for being here. Tell a friend. Let's build and grow this community. We don't know what the future holds, but I think we can prepare for it one conversation time. So that's it for this particular episode. Thank you for being here. I hope I get to see you on the very next episode. But until then, do have yourself a lovely, lovely, lovely time.